Commissioner Kelty, a couple of days have passed with members of the ACT policing community trying to come to terms with the shocking news that came through late on Friday on the death of Chief Police Officer Audrey Fagan. How is morale within the ranks?
Well, obviously, it's not just the police that are affected by this. There's Audrey's family, there's her daughter and her school community. There's Audrey's engagement within the community. She's a very popular person, not only in policing, but also in the wider network of public service in Canberra. I mean, I think everybody is deeply shocked by what's occurred, and of course, having spent a lot of time over the weekend with both the police and also the family, I think, I guess it's easy to try and rationalise or reconcile what's happened, but I think the focus of our attention really needs to be with her family and in particular her daughter and her daughter's friends at school who are trying to grapple with this.
It's a terrible situation. There must be a trickling down within those that worked with her, though. How are they coping with the situation?
Well, I think, Andrea, it's no secret what was happening with Audrey. It was very public. And as I say, I don't want to blame anybody. That doesn't help. That won't bring her back. But clearly the Canberra community realised what was going on, and Audrey was trying to deal with that. She was a very professional, very strong woman. I think that's what surprised all of us, that because she was such a strong woman, such a determined woman, and it's a great lesson for all of us. But everybody's vulnerable. I mean, and I don't, I'm not criticising anyone in particular here, but I mean, public servants are not punching bags for anyone. I mean, their accountability is the ministers. Audrey's relationship with Simon Corbell and Chief Minister was an excellent one. She was highly regarded by the ACT government, and I mean, that's where her accountability was. It wasn't to a newspaper or a particular journalist in a newspaper, and I think people underestimate the impact that cartoons and other things can have on individuals. I mean, some people react to it more differently than others, and she was under enormous pressure, and I guess we all feel sad and bad that we couldn't bring her out of that, but unfortunately it's turned out to be very tragic.
Chief Police Officer Fagan was receiving receiving counselling. You've mentioned that previously. Did you play a part in that at all?
I mean, Andrea, of course. I mean, all of us look after each other in the organisation, as you'd expect with any organisation, with your own organisation. I mean, if somebody is having a particularly difficult time, we tend to work together and work a way through it, try and feel a way through it. But I think, again, it highlights, you will never know the real impact on an individual, and all of us harbour, I guess, very private thoughts, very private feelings, all of us. And you'll just never know the full impact of some of these things until a tragedy like this happens. And as I say, our attention needs to be, with her family, and particularly with her daughter, and her daughter's friends, who will be trying to sort of understand what's happened here. And I think, for everything that's been said or written over the last couple of days, what we want this week is a week of dignity and respect for Audrey, and not sensationalism and trying to make this a worse story than what it already is.
Indeed. What sort of counselling services will there be counselling services available to colleagues of Audrey Fagan?
Yeah, we've got, Andrea, we've got quite an extensive wellbeing services, we call it, with professional medical practitioners that work with the AFP and professional psychologists that work with the AFP. They've been obviously working with the staff over the weekend and available to staff. And we also outsource, so for people in a particular position who are uncomfortable about using the in-house professionals, if you like, then we offer the opportunity, and obviously we pay for the opportunity for people to go to outsource providers, so that there's no conflict of interest, if you like. So we've actually had that, Andrea, in place for some considerable period of time, given that we've had some quite, as you're aware, big challenges in the last 5 or 6 years with things like East Timor and other things that have happened. I don't want to go back to the Garuda plane crash, but obviously, that was a, wellbeing services played a major role in that, in trying to help staff through and continue to do that. I mean, it's something we developed after the Bali bombings, of having family liaison people who work with families through not only the initial incident, but of course the long-term care that needs to be put in place.
It's been a very tough year for the AFP.
Yeah, it has, but it's a very resilient organisation. It's made up of a lot of terrific people. It's only a couple of years ago we won a very prestigious Work Family Award because of the way we've tried to work family into our police organisation. I think the thing is, we have to keep performing. The community wants a police force, needs a police force, and we'll keep serving the community in the best way we can.
The autopsy results are expected today for Chief Police Officer Audrey Fagan, and there has been talk of a full police funeral later on this week. Has there been a final decision made on that?
Yes, that was made with the family yesterday. There will be a full police funeral on Friday. The venue is still being finalised, the timing is still being finalised, but it will be this coming Friday. On the issue of the autopsy, that's obviously a process that needs to occur under the Queensland legislation, given that Audrey was in the Queensland jurisdiction at the time of the death. And so we'll await the Queensland coroner's report on the final cause of her death. What we want to try and do is use this week as a time to mark the achievements of a very successful young woman. I mean, she was not only a very good police officer, but in terms of a woman's mentor and championing women in management and women in organisational positions, she was a great person, and I think we need to use this week to remember Audrey for who she was. She was just a fantastic person.
Commissioner Kelty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew.
AFP Commissioner Mick Kelty.